This is Ozarks at Large. This week, the United States Census Bureau announced it would end field data collection September 30th, a month earlier than planned. The end of September is now the deadline for people to complete the census online, over the phone, or by mail. To find out how the decision impacts Arkansans, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda reached out to Brad Cameron, Communications Chairman for Arkansas Counts, a statewide initiative to get a complete count of the state for the 2020 census. Cameron says he was very surprised by the change.
As of late last week, we heard an NPR report from Hansi Lu Wong that the census was quietly suggesting that it would suspend field operations effective September 30th. We were waiting to hear back on what that would mean for the acceptance of responses online and via phone. And then earlier this week found out that all operations would be suspended effective September 30th, a full month earlier than previously announced.
And so how does that impact the plans of the committee? Did you have other initiatives to roll out to get more people to respond? How does this impact your group?
It really put everything into hyperdrive. We were excited to have that additional month to really engage communities in a socially distanced way. As you can imagine, we've had to adjust our outreach strategies every step of the way. We started the year off really excited to go to festivals, do door-to-door canvassing, engage residents at libraries, and then all of that shut down in March. So we adjusted strategy to really focus on engaging local media, engaging faith leaders, getting essential businesses involved. And so, we've had to be nimble every step of the way this year. In addition, because the census was moved online for the first time in our nation's history, the Bureau really prioritized online engagement and media engagement as opposed to in the past that really relied on door-to-door knocking. So that's been cut back, which really adversely affects a rural state like Arkansas, where we're in the bottom five for internet access. There are large pockets that lack even cellular signal. And so we've had to lean heavily on our partners. So initially we were planning on having our partners engage folks in community, and then we had to have them get the word out with every resource available. And so along the way, we've had to engage the faith community. We've had to engage local businesses. We're getting ready to distribute materials for back to school that have been developed by Arkansas advocates. But we've really had to adjust our strategy over and over again this year as new surprises have come up along the way.
So you mentioned passing out some information with back to school things. Any other specific initiatives that you'll be doing in the next, 2 months to get the word out? Any more physical pieces of paper that you'll hang on a door, or kind of can take me through what the plan is now?
Absolutely. So overnight, we took our 90-day strategy and truncated it down to a 60-day strategy. And so what we've seen to be effective is, as we started just last week in partnership with Arkansas United, phone and text banking using the resources Outvote and ThruTalk. And so we have online training for how to access those resources, Outvote and ThruTalk, and what the script is for calling and texting people to encourage them to complete the count. I'm on calls with local city halls and small local papers, encouraging them to share stories about the new census deadline. And then we're also going to be putting up billboards in the 20 counties with the lowest response rate to, again, just trying everything we can to encourage folks to complete the census at my2020census.gov or by calling the phone number 844-330-2020 And then after folks complete the census, the next best step is have them encourage them to tell 20 other folks to complete the census as well.
Speaking of the response rate, the state as a whole, its response rate is around 57% right now. In 2010, it was 62%, so not too terribly far off, but still not close to 100%, which is the effort of groups like yours is getting a complete count. What are some of the issues that you run into, even in a non-pandemic year, of people not completing the census? Why do they not answer the questions or turn in the responses?
Well, let me go up to why the census matters in the first place. A 1% undercount of our state costs us about $1 billion over the next decade. So where we stand right now, we have had less than 4 in 10 households respond to the census. As you said, we're right almost at 57% for Arkansas, but that's going to be about a $60 billion loss to our state for roads, healthcare, to respond to crises like our current pandemic, the resources that we rely on to provide exceptional education to Arkansas students. And so right now we stand to lose about $60 billion for, again, education, healthcare, infrastructure like roads. And the people that are most undercounted now are the ones who have historically been undercounted. And these are children under 5, people of color, rural residents, low-income people, and people currently experiencing homelessness. And so now, just as in the past, we were really relying on that additional time for door-knocking activities to ensure that those hard-to-count people are represented in the census. And ironically, these are the people that most rely on the resources that the census makes available. And so it's really important for us to, again, get out the count.
What are some of the reasons that you've heard from people about why they don't respond?
So especially among immigrant communities, there has been great fear. The Supreme Court a year ago, last June of 2019, ruled that we could not include a citizenship question, that immigrant communities felt were targeting them for reasons that would sacrifice their safety. That has also recently come up with an executive order issued last week. So within the immigrant community, there is enormous mistrust toward the government as a result of what has been said at the federal level. Rural communities, it's, again, there is really just lack of infrastructure for responding to the census. I was talking to Mayor Larson of Jasper just this morning, and she explained to me that many of the folks in her community have P.O. boxes. They don't have mailboxes. And so when the census sent out the forms to complete, many folks may have not received them, or have simply just not checked their mailboxes in a while. But I think just most broadly, because of the prioritization of completing the census online and our state just being one of the lowest for internet access, that has had a dramatic negative impact on our response rate.
You mentioned the distrust, but isn't there some kind of rule or law that information can't be just handed over to anybody?
Absolutely. So it is a federal crime for the Bureau to provide personally identifying information on any individual resident. And that information is kept confidential for a minimum of 72 years. And there is a hefty fine and potentially prison time for anybody that breaks that confidentiality. And so according to federal law, the Bureau is unable to provide personally identifying information, and census responses cannot be shared with ICE or law enforcement or result in any penalties for in receiving federal benefits.
If people have more questions about that, or maybe just want a little bit more reassurance or even just help filling out the census, who should they contact?
You know, we're really relying on our Arkansas Counts partners, especially Arkansas United and the Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese, to provide that support to folks in completing the census, to answer any questions they have. And so for English and Spanish questions, we're encouraging folks to contact Arkansas United by phone at 479-347-2824. And for our Marshallese communities, we're working closely with the Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese. And so if Marshallese individuals have questions about the census or need help filling it out, we're having them call the Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese at 479-365-6625. So we're consistently telling folks to just get counted. They can get counted at my2020census.gov or by calling 844-330-2020. And after folks complete the census, they need to tell 20 other people to do the same. Because as of today, we only have 56 days to get Arkansas counted.
Brad Cameron is Communications Chairman for Arkansas Counts. He spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda earlier this week. More information available at arcounts.org.